and WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Labor Day this year comes with Hollywood writers and actors on strike and United Auto Workers Union members threatening job action.
97% of UAW members voted to authorize a strike if a new deal isn't reached with Detroit's three automakers by September 14th. The union is demanding higher wages, improved benefits, and cost of living wage bumps. All this as car manufacturers transition to producing more electric vehicles, which require fewer workers to assemble. President Biden is calling for a fair agreement, appointing a White House liaison between the union and automakers.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule splashed down off Jacksonville, Florida, bringing the previous crew of the International Space Station home. With President Biden skipping this year, Vice President Harris is visiting Indonesia this week for the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. It's her fourth trip to Asia since taking office. This is ABC News. In Atlanta, police say an 18-year-old started shooting inside a residence on the city's northwest side. Atlanta police say the young man shot five people, including a three-year-old, before turning the gun on himself. The five people he shot are hospitalized in stable condition. While baseball is considered a timeless game, the games themselves were getting very long in recent years, so Major League Baseball instituted new rules designed to shorten the length of games. No pitch clock or free runners in this marathon.
Boy, talk about extra innings.
We are taking it easier, knowing that we got to play for 5 days.
One of 30 ball players in North Kansas City, Missouri, hoping to break the record for longest continuous baseball game in the world. 5 days to raise money for local charities. If you think the game's long,
we can make a difference in people's lives through what we're doing. That lasts forever.
Scott Reinerty of the Endless Game Foundation, the organizer. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Friday, September 1st, 2023. Welcome back to hour number two of the big show. September 1st, we have turned the calendar into a new month and fall and back to school and football. And it's all here, Mr. Zommers.
Well, technically, it's not fall yet.
Well, I know. I hear, yes, you're 100% right. Gotta wait 20 days or whatever for
but
that.
But some schools started like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
First of all, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
If you live in a place where you started school on like August 20th or 16th or whatever, I made up those dates. They could be on weekends. I don't know. But if you started midway through August, I think you should just not go.
Agreed, right? Just take a sick day. Well, we are in September. We can't help that. And I think, you know, our minds turn in some ways back to school or whatever, and a page turns a little bit. So the question we're going to ask you this hour is, what have you done in the last 5 years to make a new friend? Have you done anything to reach out to meet new people or make a new friend in the last 5 years? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Going to talk about a little bit about loneliness. Kira Sabin's going to be in next week as our life coach. So kind of in place of that segment, thinking a little bit about with COVID and everything else, people are lonely and it's a real thing. And we're going to talk about that a little bit after the break. What have you done to make a new friend, to reach out into a new social group in person? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Here's what I have done to try to get more information into my life before we take those calls. I promised you a Spectrum update, and those watching, or those listening, know that this ongoing battle with Spectrum, formerly Charter, been in my same apartment now for 2 months plus. I'm now on Spectrum Guy number 7, which I was hoping would be lucky number 7. I've gone through 7 Spectrum Guys. I have had multiple phone calls with Spectrum over probably 4+, between 4 and 5 hours on the phone. And I've gone to the Spectrum office 3 times. Last update of a couple days ago, I got Christopher, one of the local Madison managers, supervisors, who promised me that either Pedro or Brandon would reach out and get a hold of me. They have not. I have not heard from Pedro or Brandon. And as of last night, by the way, I am now getting even fewer channels last night than I was before I started making these calls. Are they just screwing with me?
Maybe. But also, I think we should the other day, I think yesterday, Mark from the SAC texted in and we didn't have time to acknowledge it. And he said that maybe the lucky number is 9.
Yes.
Because of Revolution Number 9 by the Beatles. So you just have number 9, number right. 9, number 9.
I hope to goodness it's not up to number 9. But one of the few channels that I was getting, one of our people on Facebook, Fantastic Carol, says, let's go Pedro. I would love it if Pedro would just reach out, or Brandon. I don't care which one. I just want to get what I'm supposed to be paying for after 2+ months. One of the channel, I get CBS. I get the local Channel 3 CBS, which people know me. I'm a big CBS follower and fan, so thank goodness I get CBS. But even that was on and off yet last night. One of the few channels I did get was ESPN. And so I was flicking. I watched on CBS last night, great retrospective on the life of Bob Barker, hosted by current Price is Right host Drew Carey. They did a great job of just going through all of the Bob Barker's life and his history and his talent. There'll never be another guy like that, by the way. And if you missed it, you can stream it on Paramount Plus. Great special last night. So then I flipped over and I wanted to watch a little college football. It was former Badger quarterback Graham Mertz starting for the Florida Gators, taking on the Utah Utes, you know, those Utes. And so, and just at kickoff, when they went to kick off the ball, the thing goes dark. And then a message pops up from Spectrum saying that Spectrum has been in negotiations with Disney, who owns ESPN, and they have not come to an agreement to carry ESPN Disney channels on Spectrum. Therefore, they have been banned.
That sucks, but I also respect Spectrum's decision a little bit because Disney has an entertainment monopoly.
Well, sure, but I don't care about that. I want to watch football.
Fair enough.
Right? Jeff Perry on Facebook says Pedro and Brandon are, I believe, in charge of the ESPN negotiations. Speaking of that. So the few channels that I have left on my Spectrum charter thing, ESPN gets pulled last night. And I'm telling you, if they don't get this resolved, Spectrum is going to be out of business. Because the exact thing, speaking of a Price is Right sound effect there, I mean, people are going to be hot if you're going into opening weekend of college football and all these people that got Spectrum charter cannot watch college football at ESPN. What about college game day in the morning? I mean, what am I going to do for that? So I am now thinking, I am now seriously thinking of finally cutting the cable and just saying the heck with it and going to YouTube TV. A lot of people last night on Twitter and other places were saying they're going to do the same thing. Or else spend a lot of time with my friends, Jonathan, Allison, Kurt, and Forsey. Because they're on YouTube. I don't know. We'll come back and talk about, are you lonely? Are you lonely like Toddy? Come back. We'll talk on the Tom Ball Show.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. And it's like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast.
High temperatures reach up to 95
today.
Under clear skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 73. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 91. Turning much cooler Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the mid-60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 71.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Todd Hubbell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, September 1st. TGIF, long Mr. Aaron Zommers. That was fantastic.
Are you a lonely boy, Todd?
There are times. There are times. But maybe I wouldn't be lonely. We were just commenting. You know that college is back in session. Our new studios high above State Street. Here on downtown Madison, Zommers and I just saw a gaggle of frat boys just went across State Street. What, probably 20, 25 of them?
Yeah, probably.
And they were all carrying what?
30? Beer.
But you call them what, 30 racks?
Yeah. Not all of them were 30. You know, some of them had maybe like an 18 or 24 looking pack, but big old cases of beer.
Hats on backwards, just living life. The frat
maybe
bros
a bucket
are,
hat or two.
Right. The frat bros are back in town. Maybe I could go. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, what could possibly go wrong with a live broadcast from a fraternity on Langdon Street in the middle of the afternoon with drunk frat bros? What could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
It would be a fantastic broadcast. It might be the last broadcast, but it'd be a fantastic broadcast.
We'll save that for the Todd Hubbell Show after dark.
Right. That might be a spinoff channel on YouTube.
There you go, YouTube. Right. We can put it on YouTube.
Right. Well, here's the question. Have you been lonely? And what have you done in the last 5 years to make a friend? Not necessarily a romantic friend, but just a friend. And here's what prompted this. Our crack staff here. Here's an item relevant to many of our listeners. A recent survey, according to Rebecca Jennings at Vox, their surveys, plural, have found that many Americans are lonely and less than 40% reported feeling very connected to others. One particularly worrying survey says that only 22% of Americans said that they have not made a new friend in the past 5 years, a trend particularly acute among men. Let me say that again. 22% of Americans said they haven't made a new friend in the last 5 years. Granted, some of the diminished formal social structures of the past several decades are to blame. There's got to be a better way of making friends after turning 30 besides starting a podcast network or joining one of the called MLMs, kind of like a pyramid type of scheme, right?
Technically, it is legally distinct, multi-level marketing.
All right, thank you. See, that's why we have a young person here.
Pyramid schemes are straight up illegal. Multi-level marketing is, it's immoral, but it's legal.
Have you ever had anybody try to get you into Amway?
No, but one of my friends signed up during college for vector marketing.
Really?
Which is, you know, an MLM, and he was going to sell Cutco knives, and he watched like 7 hours of training videos.
Oh, my gosh.
And he just did this on his own before his first day. And then he was about to go to his first day, and he's like, I can't do this.
What have you done to make a friend?
Instead, he joined the Marines.
Well, there. That's a respectable thing. That's fantastic. A great group or great organization, the United States Marine Corps. What have you done to make a friend to combat loneliness over the last 5 years? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. This has not happened to me in a long time, but there was like a 5-year period where it was just like, I couldn't get out of it. People would, and one of them, there was a couple, I'm not going to say who, a couple who invited me, I was living in Richland Center at the time, and they said, hey, we'd like to take you to dinner. And we'd like to take you to dinner, and there's going to, and listen to a presentation. And I'm like, well, fine, you know, okay, fine. So they took me down to this hotel, like this kind of like smaller hotel ballroom, and dinner, I'm not making this up, dinner was ice water and peppermint mints. That's what, and I didn't eat before we went. And it ended up being a presentation to get me into Amway.
And this, so did you get a timeshare in Hawaii?
No, I did not. This thing lasted like, it felt like 5 hours. It was probably like 2.5 hours or something like that. And I had eaten like a dozen mints and a couple of glasses of ice water because I was starving. And so, and of course it was just all bogus. And on the way back, I'm like, can we stop and like get something? This way I stopped like at Arby's or something. And I bought my own, by the way. So that there was another one where somebody met me. There was a couple that met me at Perkins. And again, it was like an old friend I hadn't seen in a long time, a high school friend. And she and her husband wanted to have dinner. I'm like, that's kind of weird. But I said, okay. I'm so naive, I guess, right? And so I went and I sniffed this out the first 5 minutes. I'm like, look, no, I'm not. And then I had a relative try to get me involved in it. And that was even harder. And so it's just... I'm not talking about those type of things, but what have you done in a sincere way to make a friend and combat loneliness? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789.
We did get one text on this from Jeff from Shorewood. He says he started listening to Civic Media and met Dom and Crew in person.
There you go. See, that's fantastic. We appreciate you, Jeff from Shorewood. And that gets to an interesting point. We had Kristen Bry on. Our colleague, host of As Goes Wisconsin, every morning from 10 until noon. And, you know, Chris and I have talked about this before. I think that one of the most powerful aspects of radio is to simply try to be people's friend. And not like in a, you know, buddy-buddy type of way. But I think most people that are listening to talk radio, I don't want to say they're like clinically lonely, but you do it when you don't have anybody else around to kind of keep you company, right? So I think part of our job here at Civic is to inform people, hopefully entertain you once in a while, but also that's why I love callers. I love listening to people. I love talking to people. And that's one of the cool things about this job. You know, Letterman used to say this on late night and on the late show later on in CBS. You know, I never met the guy, but for a lot of things I've read about him, that he was kind of, you know, in his real life, he tends to be kind of like cranky and always just worrying and very nervous about his own performance. But he has been quoted multiple times, Letterman, as saying the happiest hour of his life is when he did his show because he was doing what he loved and he kind of just forgot about his troubles. I can relate to that. I mean, usually one of the best parts of my day is getting to be here with you, Mr. Zomers, and all of our listeners. It's just
likewise,
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a lot of fun.
The window goes both ways, at least a little bit, where if we have callers or texters, getting to know them a little bit, too, is fun.
Yeah, exactly. I love our regular callers. Matt from Germantown on the text line. Remember, you can text us if you download the Civic Media app. It's C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. You can download it less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King calls a deal over there at CBS. From WAUK, Waukesha, Matt from Germantown says... that he joined a group of pickleball players for weekly games. Now, see, that's exactly what we're looking for. Have you played pickleball yet?
I've played pickleball the last time I did was in high school.
Really?
Gym class.
I didn't know, like, been mainstreamer around that long. Because you've been in high school, what, 4 years?
Like...
5 years?
Six.
Like six, all right. Time goes fast. But I mean, I'm late to everything, right? I am not a trendsetter. I mean, I'm in the middle of season two right now of Ted Lasso, which, by the way, is a fantastic show. But pickleball is taking the country by storm. So that's great. Matt from Greenfield or from Germantown says joined a pickleball players group, weekly games. See, that's exactly what we're talking about. Get to know people, get some exercise. That's fantastic. Jeff in Shorewood listening on WAUK. He says, quote, Todd, don't get me wrong. There, don't get wrong. I hate people, unquote. I think Jeff is being a bit facetious there, Jeff and Charlotte. But I mean, you know, maybe he's, I don't know, I've never hung out with Jeff, but maybe he's kind of a cranky guy. I mean, Dom and Crude are great people, but, you know, they have a little bit of a crankiness as well. Maybe that's why he vibes with Dom and Crudy. Taps into that crankiness a little bit. Nothing wrong with that. Also, Matt in Germantown on WAUK says, if you want to play and are ever in Germantown area, let me know. Well, they're very good. Have an offer. I would love to learn how to play because I am not any good at tennis, but I will have you, I don't brag about many things about myself very often, but you are listening to the 1988 Richland Center High School co-champion of the doubles badminton team.
Wow. Big shot over here.
My friend and colleague in high school, my classmate, Jeff Daniels, and I were the 1988 Richland Center High School badminton doubles champions. And it was satisfying because we beat a lot of the doubles teams that included a lot of the big jocks in high school. Jeff and I were involved.
That feels good.
Yeah, Jeff and I were involved in sports, but on the management and statistician level, we were not the jocks, right? But we beat a couple of these teams that included the big jocks at Richland Center High School, and they had to confess. They're like, well, you're pretty guys. You guys are pretty good. So I feel like my badminton skills would, you think that's fair, would come into play with pickleball?
I think so. Yeah, I took racket sports class in high school because at that point, gym classes were kind of specialized. You could pick what you were interested in. And I did that because I like those, except tennis. I am the worst at tennis.
I have to really practice at it, and I'm still not that good.
But like badminton, pickleball, that stuff's fun.
What have you done to make a friend in the last 5 years? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Stephanie in Madison. Stephanie, what say you?
Hey, what say I? First of all, I love your point about radio really being a friend or helping create friendships, and radio host being a friend, and not necessarily... I mean, it really depends. You have to kind of be a little careful about the definition, but I have seen so many examples of that. It's very powerful. But the answer to your question is no, I have not made any new friends in the last 5 years. This is a really apropos topic for me because I've kind of kept myself somewhat in a holding pattern. Mm-hmm. I've had, over the years, slowly really lost a lot of my functional vision. And so I have to find new ways of doing things, but it's also adjustments, you know, with my relationship with people. And I'm making peace with a lot of that. And I really realize that I need to get out in any way possible, get out and make new friends. That's something that once people like me and people generally, I don't have a hard time making friends anymore. When I was younger, I kind of did, but you learn over time. I'm 73 years old. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, but I love this topic. And I also love when Matt answers your call and says, hello, my friend, Stephanie. It's genuine.
Right.
So I just wanted to make my comment, and I can either hang on or I can hang up. Whatever.
Sure, you can hang on. We are a little bit before the break here, but Stephanie, thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate it. It's listeners like you that really make our day, and we do consider each one of our listeners our friends. You have some great points there, and you're right. Matt Flynn, it does a great job. By the way, I'm guest hosting Matt Flynn next hour. Matt Flynn is guest hosting Devils. So more on the other side. Stephanie, thank you so very much. Appreciate you. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Don Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Labor Day this year comes with Hollywood writers and actors on strike and United Auto Workers Union members threatening job action.
97% of UAW members voted to authorize a strike if a new deal isn't reached with Detroit's three automakers by September 14th. The union is demanding higher wages, improved benefits, and cost of living wage bumps, All this as car manufacturers transition to producing more electric vehicles, which require fewer workers to assemble. President Biden is calling for a fair agreement, appointing a White House liaison between the union and automakers.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule splashed down off Jacksonville, Florida, bringing the previous crew of the International Space Station home. With President Biden skipping this year, Vice President Harris is visiting Indonesia this week for the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. It's her fourth trip to Asia since taking office. This is ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
Well, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. It is Friday, TGIF, September 1st, 2023. 33 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Mr. Zomers on the board. We appreciate him. Appreciate all of you for listening. Coming up in a bit, Mr. Zomers has his board game of the week. Looking forward to that. A long weekend, by the way. We have a rerun, Mr. Zomers, on Monday, taking a long weekend. And so extra time for people to play a board game of the week.
Yeah, especially this one doesn't take too long, so you can really play it a lot of times. Right. Or if you want, you can go to Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it.
Twix.
Go to Twix and at Aaron Zomers. I am not asking for any following or anything. Right, this is just putting the resource out there that I have the document in which I put my board game of the week shared there.
That's fantastic. Well, you should follow.
Check out the backlog.
People should follow Mr. Zomers on Twitter. So it's Aaron with two A's, Zomers.
AaronZomers.
There you go. Aaron Zomers on Twix, Twitter, X, whichever you want to call it. I love Twix. Craig Ferguson came up with that. I think it's fantastic. So yeah, follow Aaron on Twix. Find the board game of the week. He'll have a new one here at about 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Looking forward to that. To clean up this, not really clean up, but I mean, we'll love to have you call in. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking about, you know, loneliness and the fact that in the last 5 years, according to this article by Rebecca Jennings on Vox, only 22% of Americans said that, 22% of Americans said they have not made a new friend in the past 5 years, and particularly acute, more so among men. What have you done in the last 5 years to make a friend? What kind of things have worked for you? Appreciate Stephanie's call before the break, saying this is something that, you know, she's struggled with. Someone that has perhaps a physical challenge. I think she said it was revision. And that makes it even harder, right? My mom's great at this, by the way. She is in her, I don't think she'll mind, she is in her 70s now. And she was saying just the other day, she has a list of her friends and their phone numbers. And when she may get lonely or want to just talk to somebody, she just starts calling through the list. And if other people, if they're not home or they're busy, that's fine. But usually, eventually, she'll find someone who's home and chat a little bit. So I think that's a great idea. Also, I think that the pandemic and COVID really made this a lot more difficult because we went through a period of time. We forget this, right? I think a lot of us are just like, it feels kind of like back to quote-unquote normal pre-2019, but not really. Because
not quite,
right? And I think we forget what we've gone through. And I mean, that was... We literally were told, and rightly so for health reasons, not to be around other people for a while. And that kind of habit, I think, became habitual. a double word there, but you get what I'm saying. And we just became a habit like we just, you know, you don't go see people. You don't do things in person. All this Zoom stuff, right? Everything's in the Zoom meeting now. And I'm someone who likes to be around people. I function better when I could vibe off of people in person. So what have you done in the last 5 years to make a friend? And do you feel that the pandemic and COVID have made a difference? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Jack in Merrimack, what say you, sir?
Well, I'm a rock climber and I have been for decades. Well, ever since I met her, my wife has been my climbing partner. Mm-hmm. She has recently taken up some other interests, and we still climb together occasionally. We did today even. But she's recently taken up some other activities, and so I don't always get to climb with her. So I'm down at the climbing gym. This must have been about a year ago, and there are three young bucks. I call them young bucks.
Sure.
They're in their 30s, and I'm in my 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're climbing, and I was looking at a climb that I wanted to do, and I asked one of them if they would belay me. That's the climbing partner that holds the other end of the rope so if you fall, you don't die.
Sure.
And they agreed to do that, and we've done a couple climbing trips together, the three of us, and a couple of times I've met them up at Devil's Lake. So it's a casual friendship, but
sure,
it's a good friendship. And it's been a very good thing for me to have done. So that's what I've done for making new friends in the last few years.
I think that's fantastic. And you point out you bring up a really great point. Sometimes these casual friendships, they don't have to be somebody necessarily in your normal age group or normal sphere of friends. Sometimes it's really healthy to go outside of that because you kind of learn from each other, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially a lot of these younger kids, I call them that,
sure,
have got some techniques that, and I'm a very safe climber.
Right.
Old joke, there's old climbers and bold climbers, but not too many old and bold climbers. and I'm an old climber, so I'm very careful and I'm very safe. These guys have taught me a couple of new things, and they've had some new equipment. I've gotten a couple of new pieces of equipment just because I could see how they worked, and
right,
and so it's, you know, it's been a good combination. You know? And of course, I've been kind of their climbing guide up at Devil's Lake because, mm-hmm, I know the territory because I've been climbing there for 40 years.
I think this is great. And Jack, I so appreciate you calling in on this topic because, I mean, we do a lot of political stuff and you call into a lot of political stuff and we're going to keep doing that. But I think sometimes it's just good to take a little bit of a break from it and talk about this because, Jack, yes or no, or how do you feel about this? I think what you just described, when we go outside of our sphere and interact with other folks we might not normally interact with, I think it also breaks down barriers. I mean, I don't know if you've talked politics with these guys. They might feel the same as you, but they might feel different. But the more we can interact with each other outside of politics, I think it breaks down those barriers and makes us realize we're more alike than we are different.
Well, I'd agree with you on that one. And I have decided to do something that I don't usually do, which is starting Saturday morning until the end of the day on Monday, I'm done with politics. I'm just going to take it easy, have a nice, relaxing Labor Day weekend. So, because I'm retired, I can always have a nice, relaxing weekend.
Hey, it's a holiday, and I think you, again, you hit it right on the head. It's good for us all to just pause and reflect and take a break from that stuff that might stress us out. And just enjoy life, right?
Absolutely. You got to do that. I try to do that as much as I can. Yeah. One of the things I will say is that, you know, I've got a lot of outside activities that I do, and they like the climbing. I do some jazz singing. I do some bicycling. All that stuff, it just de-stresses you when you have something else. Otherwise, if you focus on all the craziness that's happening in Madison, well, like I said, I'm going to take a break from this.
So. Right. I get it. No, I mean, this stuff can gin us all up. And I think you bring up such a great point, Jack. I'm so happy you called because you're right. We just got to take a breath. And life is short. And before we know it, it's done. And the more we can just enjoy life a little bit, I think that's the really key.
Absolutely.
Jack, you're amazing. Thank you much. We appreciate it. Jack and Merrimack, have a great Labor Day weekend. Thank you, my friend. Really appreciate you.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Jack and Merrimack, if you'd like to be like Jack, welcome your call, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Feel free to give us a call or just download the Civic Media app. There is a button. You can give us a call there just by pushing the button or text us as well. And go to the text line. Jeff from Shorewood chiming in from WAUK. We brought up this thing. Craig Ferguson, the great comedian Craig Ferguson, host as well of the Late Late Show on CBS at one time. He started calling it was Twitter, and now Elon Musk calls it X. And Craig Ferguson started calling it Twix, T-W-I-X, like the candy bar, which I think is great. Jeff in Shorewood says, I prefer the left Twix. The right one sucks. Because Twix comes in two little bars, like that most Twix candy bars. So very nice. Nicely done, Jeff. So I think that, but that's key, Mr. Zomers. I think what Jack just said is politics is important. Current events is important. We have to stay on top of this, and we're going to continue in the next hour. I'm guest hosting Matt Flynn direct. We got a lot of important stuff to talk about. That is important. But I also think once in a while, we just got to take time to chill and enjoy life a little bit, right?
Definitely. And I think that that's also a key part of making new friends is several of the people we talked with mentioned things like climbing, pickleball, or whatever, hobbies. If you have something you enjoy doing or something you think you might enjoy doing it, try doing it in public. Especially, I mean, now this, granted, this may be difficult if you are disabled or you live out in a rural area, but especially if you're in a place like Madison, there is a community for whatever you're interested in, almost definitely.
Yeah.
Like I know for me, did you know that I like board games?
I've heard that. I've heard that rumored.
There are so many great game stores. And if you just go there, join some public event, you'll meet so many people.
Well, what's the one on the far? Is it the south side, that one up on the hill? What's that called?
On the hill?
You go up a hill. It's like
Night Games.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that one's just enormous.
It's enormous. But, and like to your point, though, there's all these like big tables out in public where people just meet up to play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to. I mean, it's it's good to support the store and buy something
there. Of course.
But you don't have to buy something just to meet up and play games with people.
Right. And I know at smaller communities like where I'm from in Richland Center or Amory or places like that, there's community centers and they have bingo nights or churches that you don't have to. You know, don't worry about the religious part of it, but if you just want to go and join a bingo night or go to a potluck or not a potluck, but a lot of these churches, particularly Catholic churches or Lutheran churches, they have fish fries on a Friday night. There's a drive through or a barbecue. And all the here's a shout out to all the small town festivals. And I've talked about that. I ran for a state assembly twice, lost in the primary twice. Was two of a moderate Republican to break through in a Republican primary. But one of the joys about running for a state assembly, even though I grew up in the area and worked in politics for a long time, you really make it a point to go to all these small town festivals. Like in Wilton, Wisconsin, in Monroe County, you have the Black Squirrel Festival, which I had no idea. There's a parade, there's a barbecue. They don't serve squirrel, but there's a barbecue. You got the Wilton Squirrel Black Squirrel Festival. You know, in Monroe, of course, my Green County, my favorite all-time festival, Cheese Days, which incidentally, now that we're in September, we are 1 year away from Monroe Cheese Days. As they say,
get hyped as for Cheese Days.
As they say in Green County, come to Cheese Days in Monroe. Next year, it's such a big festival that they only do it every other year. So it next year, not this year, but next year, 2024 in September, Cheese Days in Monroe. We will be broadcasting live from Cheese Days.
I look forward to that.
I've already determined that. We're going to put all of our eggs in the Monroe Cheese Days basket. So
I think Todd had that determined before he had a show.
Absolutely. It was on the board. That's one of the ideas, to broadcast live from Cheese Days. So we're doing that. But the point is, whatever community that you live in around Wisconsin, if you're able... Or ask somebody to go with you, or just walk or hop on a bike or whatever you need to do. Almost every small town has some sort of festival, and just be out amongst people. Oftentimes, what I'll do after work, although I haven't done it nearly enough, ask my scale that, put on some pandemic pounds. But I like just walking down State Street to Memorial Union. And sitting there in the colored chairs, the starburst or sunburst chairs, watching the sunset, having a beverage, and you're just around people, right? Fun to people watch.
If you bring a book you like with you, someone might comment on it. That's not a guarantee, right. But it's a possibility.
Right. Just get out amongst people. That's the healthy thing to do.
One other thing, Matt from Germantown, who's the one who played pickleball, also says you can make friends from volunteering, and that is a good point.
That is a great point. Matt makes a great point, right? There are so many organizations, be they church organizations or city organizations, that are helping other people. And I think it goes back to, it certainly does not feel like Christmas today. It's pretty warm. But the spirit of Christmas is don't look at gifts for yourself. Do something for somebody else. You'll feel better if you volunteer and do something for someone else. Back on the other side with the board game of the week. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies today with a high of 95. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 73. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 91. Temperatures below average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 72.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn direct. Matt Flynn will not be there. He will be there in spirit. I am having the high honor and privilege of guest hosting Matt Flynn direct next hour. Going to bring you history in the making, as Matt would say. Going to bring you a lot of information, but do not fear. You will still hear from Matt Flynn just 1 hour later, because he is guest hosting the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6. Almost gave him an extra hour there. Four until 6 o'clock. It is Matt Flynn in for Dom and Crudy. Apparently, Dom is waxing Crudy's boat, getting it ready for Labor Day weekend. At least that's the rumor in the hall. So the Devils have a guest host. He is Matt Flynn, who is going to do a great job, going to bring you all of his regular information and a great laugh or two as well. 2 hours today, Matt Flynn, as he co-hosts the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6. I will be in co-hosting Matt's show from 3 until 4. So stick around for that. We're going to have a lot of good information. Going to have going to focus in on Tommy Tuberville, who Matt affectionately calls Tommy Tuberville. He's that goofball senator from Alabama who might be a goofball, but he's causing real damage to our American military. And we're going to talk about that, take your phone calls as well, and have a cut from that interview we did a couple of weeks ago with Brigadier General David May of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. See what he says about this. Matt Flynn direct coming up after the news at the top of the hour. Right now it is 2:52, time for Board Game of the Week.
Skyline of Tokyo, a giant ape, what appears to be a giant lizard, and an enormous robot wreaking havoc across the city of Tokyo. This week's Board Game of the Week is King of Tokyo.
Fantastic open, Mr. Zommers. Well done. The King Kong theme.
Gotta love it. But yeah.
Say it again. What's the board? What's the name?
King of Tokyo.
King of Tokyo. Please enlighten us.
This game is designed by Richard Garfield. If you are into board games, you might know that name just because he's made a lot of good ones. But in King of Tokyo, each player takes the role of a classic movie monster like Godzilla. I mean, well, off-brand Godzilla or a giant monkey, a giant robot, things like that.
All right.
And you roll dice to see whether you have the capability of healing yourself, attacking other people, using special powers, things like that. And you can take turns fighting to see who is in Tokyo. When you're in Tokyo, you can attack everyone else at the same time, but you can't heal. So you just have to get that risk and reward and see how well you roll and try and defeat all the other monsters or destroy Tokyo first.
Or destroy Tokyo first.
You know.
So it's are there pieces or like what do you?
It is.
Is it like board, except there's a, is there a board along with it?
Not a big board. It's just a little board to represent like whether or not you're in Tokyo. It's mostly dice rolling.
Mostly dice. So transportable if you're going to be one last fling on the beach or in a picnic this weekend. You can take it along.
You sure could. And it's pretty easy to teach people too. So you could play it with your family, with kids, or just pick it up and something. If you don't have that much time, you can pull it out. Only takes about half an hour to play. 2 to 6 players.
All right.
Although it's usually better if you have like 3 or 4 or more, because it's more fun when there's more people to battle between and play a little game of basically King of the Hill.
All right. Very good. How much does it cost, more or less?
About $35.
Not bad. All right.
But I definitely recommend King of Tokyo. It is a lot of fun. And so this week's board game of the week is King of Tokyo.
Very good. King of Tokyo, your board game of the week. Sounds like a fun one. Have you checked out any big plans for the Labor Day weekend? We are off on Monday, by the way. We'll have a repeat on, but not a live. We'll have not a live show on Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday. Any big plans?
Well, I will not be waxing any boats, but Jeff Perry comments that maybe he could make a new friend by waxing someone's boat.
There are so many ways that could go. But yes, absolutely.
I won't be doing that. I will be camping with some friends. I don't know exactly what we're all going to do, but they talked me into it. Sometimes I just like to stay home and do nothing. But right, I know that whenever I let myself get talked into doing something, I have a good time and I get to see people. So
Very good.
I'm going to do it.
Good for you. I'm going to be out. Just chill a little bit, I think. And then hopefully we'll see. I'm going to watch the kickoff to the Badger game somewhere tomorrow. I'm not holding my breath that I'll have Spectrum service by then, but may head over to Jonathan, Allison, Klein's house. They have a lovely daughter named Janelle, and they've adopted an exchange student, a French boy named Baquer. Not really. their son is taking French, and he's very good at it, by the way. So when I was last over, he was calling himself, instead of Parker, he was calling himself Baquer.
So could he convince you that he's from France?
Yes, actually, he could. I want him to come on the show as the French boy, Paquette.
Just only speak French?
Yeah, something like that. He's very good at it. And by the way, their daughter's name is Lauren. But I once called her Janelle when I may or may not have had too many beverages.
We all have those
so,
days. Yeah,
so I think I may be going over to the family Klein and watching at least the first half. And I'm having dinner with some friends, a small group of friends on Saturday. Other than that, I may hop up to the RC, check and see how your mom's doing. But otherwise, no huge plans this weekend.
Hopefully none of those people you're getting dinner with try to draft you into Amway.
No, they're not anywhere close to that level. No, don't have to worry about that. Also, don't forget Labor Day has another meaning besides just all the fun we have. It signifies that there are a lot of folks that gave their lives in some cases that fought very hard to have unions in this country and have fought for better wages, better working conditions. And our friend Earl Ingram will have a special Earl Ingram show live on Monday, Labor Day. Check it out Monday morning on Labor Day from 8 until 10. The Earl Ingram Show, live at a special Labor Day event. If you're not in Waukesha or Oshkosh or Green Bay, where his show goes out live, you can listen to it on the Civic Media app. Just go to either Waukesha, Green Bay, or Oshkosh, and you can listen to Earl Ingram Show live on Labor Day. I encourage you to do that. So keep in mind that. What I'm thankful for is just that we had people that fought for better working conditions. And honestly, I'm thankful for the start of college football season, as superficial as that sounds. How about you?
Nothing wrong with that. I'm also definitely thankful for the laborers who paved the path, unfortunately, in blood, and that we don't have to do that anymore to that degree.
To that degree. Remember all those fine folks that fought for better labor conditions? Stay tuned next. Matt Flynn Direct is next. I am guest hosting. Join me on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Until next Tuesday, this is Todd Allball for the Todd Allball Show, at least, Civic Media, reminding you, happy Labor Day. Keep banging your drum.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information.
A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News. App.